today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
God is not trying to make you feel easy and good about your condition, even though your condition may be okay. He's trying to get you to destiny. He's trying to get you to a new spot. He's trying to get you to know him better. And the way he does that is through speaking the truth with the tongue of men in love. Thank you, Lord. Some of you won't move until an angel tells you. But he didn't send an angel, he sent me.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Preacher, A Voice of Distinction. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10.
And the word of the Lord reads like this, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without significance or signification. I'm doing a series entitled The Significance of Knowing God. The significance of knowing God. This morning at 8 o'clock, I'm sharing with you a message called The Preacher, A Voice of Distinction. The Preacher, A Voice of Distinction. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, but the preacher is a voice of distinction. Not your rapper, not your rapper. Your preacher is a voice of distinction. You've allowed your rapper and your greatest singer to take the place of your preacher. But for the people of God, God has set certain gifts in the body that will help you find your place in God, and you will know him better if you hear your preacher. Father, I give you praise and thanks for this message. I pray that you would help me to speak with the tongue of the learned, as you help me to hear with the ear of the learned. So give us ears to hear and a mind to comprehend. Give us a heart to receive and a spirit to contain. And we will give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, preacher, are you about to preach about yourself in a sense? But more than me, he's looking beyond me. I'm going to show you in the Word of God how we've drifted away. We're living in a time now where you can hear 1,000 voices in one day. Reels, YouTube, Instagram. People are flipping through the internet, even as I'm teaching, to find the voice that usually agrees with them. Not a voice of distinction, but a voice that comes into agreement with what they already feel. There are people who, even when they listen to their preacher, they're still looking for confirmation and not for new track, new direction. It is still selfish to look for someone to confirm what you already know. You're not learning in confirmation. You only learn when you set your heart to receive something fresh, new, and vibrant, and dynamic. God has put preachers in your life. In particular, he's put me in your life and this staff to help give you direction. And you have to make sure that the preacher's voice is a voice of distinction. Thank you, Lord. Well, there's significance in knowing God. And there is a significance in becoming a person who has a hunger to know him. And the way he gets you to know him, because he's spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It is, he uses voices to pull you into a certain mindset so you can hear from him. Even the Holy Spirit would use the voice of the person that God has put in your life to give you direction. Some of you want to hear the Holy Spirit alone, because the Bible does say in the book of John, you need no man teach you if you have the Holy Spirit. But you got to see that in context. The scripture does not disannul other scriptures. For in John 10 it says, how can you hear without the preacher? And how can the preacher preach except he's sent? So you can't say I need no preacher, because the Bible says you need no man teach you. And if that's the case, then if you the preacher, you don't need to teach nobody else. Are you okay? So let me bowl here and hit a strike for you. We're going to knock down some pins, but we're going to win this game. Can somebody say amen? 1 Corinthians 14:10 in the Amplified reads like this. There are, I suppose, all these many, to us unknown, tongues in the world, somewhere, and none is destitute of its own power of expression and meaning. In other words, there are many languages in the world, many languages. In the continent of Africa, there may be thousands of dialects. And each dialect has a specific purpose, to reach a certain group of people. These dialects are important and significant to the people that they're designed to reach. I had a chance to visit the nation of Nigeria. The pastor was an ex-physician who, on one morning, he came into all of our rooms. There was 14 of us. And he gave us a slip of paper. And by the way, there was a lizard on the wall, and it was about maybe 9 inches long. I said, man, we got to get out of there. The lizard. I thought an alligator was on the wall. The lizard was 9-10 inches long. I said, man, I got to get out of here. The pastor comes into our rooms and he gives us a slip of paper and he says, get your bags ready. I'm sending you to the four corners of Nigeria. I said, what are you talking about, man? He said, I want you to go to the capital and speak in the capital of Nigeria. And he gave us plane tickets. I want you to think about what I'm saying. This is in Africa. We all got plane tickets to fly to the four corners of Nigeria, in different places, to speak and to share for 2 days. I didn't understand it. I thought I would minister maybe once or twice. I ministered at least 12 times while there. I brought no notes. I didn't have a clue about travel. And when I got on the plane to come back, I was so drained, man. They pulled everything that I had out of me. So we get on planes. The pilot was black. The airline stewardess were black. He took that plane off and landed in Abuja. And I spoke there. And the power of God fell. And I went to a restaurant there with all of these professionals. And they had on white shirts. And their ties drooped over their shoulders. And they were eating a type of green and cornbread with their fingers in a nice restaurant. And I started crying because my mom used to do the same thing. I thought it was country, but it's Africa. There's some things that passed down, came through the ages. It didn't start with your grandmama. It started with significant voices that you never heard. While I was there, I preached the gospel and the power of God fell. And I saw people sweeping the floor, sweeping the highways with small brooms that they had to bend over. I said, man, if someone had a nice broomstick, like we have in America and sold it here, they would make millions because they were sweeping highways with these small brooms. And I realized that there are barriers to that. There are barriers for factories to be set up in the foreign lands because it would take away from certain other things and treaties that have been made to keep people marginalized. What we take for granted, a broom, you can buy it anywhere. Old women are bent over sweeping in the continent of Africa just to keep them locked down because Nigeria can't do business with its neighboring nation. It can only do business with Europe. Think that's justice? Absolutely not. That's not my message. When we get back to Lagos, all of us started sharing our experiences. And there was a Caucasian man on our team who was sent to a remote area in Africa. And he told a story with tears in his eyes of coming to this village and seeing these feral boys around 14 years old. Their parents were slaughtered in civil war. So they raised themselves, but they were feral. They were naked. They would hunt together like a pack of wolves. Many of them didn't know how to eat or cook, so they ate food raw. And he had an interpreter to speak in their dialect, the gospel. He said they all squatted down. He couldn't get his words out. They all squatted down around him to hear the message of the kingdom, that Jesus loved them. And they had a leader. And when he stood up, they all stood up. And they received Christ in their lives. At his word, he was only 14, but at his word, when he said it's okay, they all agreed. And they were able to put clothes on them for the first time. They became humble enough to receive from a voice that they never heard. He couldn't stop crying. He couldn't stop crying when he realized that he was a voice of significance. And there are many voices that are very important because they speak a certain dialect to a group of people. And if they didn't have that voice, they wouldn't know what God is trying to say. God is everywhere, but they didn't know God until they heard a specific voice. Thank you, Lord. Another passage of scripture out of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. It's on the screen. For though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I can speak with the tongue of men and of angels. In other words, I'm so eloquent, you're bound, you're spellbound by my ability to communicate. But notice this tongue, if I don't have love, if the voice is not somehow or another enveloped with love, if it doesn't have love as a base, or love as a texture, or love as a goal, then my voice becomes a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And so he's given us how, through the scriptures now, to get the message of distinction out. It can't just be eloquence. It just can't be your rap or what you like the most, or what speaks to your condition, or the agreement or confirmation to what you feel. It has to be truth spoken in love that may make you uncomfortable as he dials you into your purpose. God is not trying to make you feel easy and good about your condition, even though your condition may be okay. He's trying to get you to destiny. He's trying to get you to a new spot. He's trying to get you to know him better. And the way he does that is through speaking the truth with the tongue of men in love. Thank you, Lord. Some of you won't move until an angel tells you. But he didn't send an angel, he sent me. And I have flaws. And I'm still anointed to do what he's called me to do. And you got to dial into the voice that God has given you for this season. Because knowing him is tied to it. Thank you, Lord. In the 11th year of my bishopric, the Spirit of the Lord ministered to my spirit that this year is significant. The 11th year is significant. For it is the year, please write it down, the year of paradigm shifts. It is the year of paradigm shifts. 11 is a transitional number. The year of paradigm shifts. 11 is a transitional number that signifies when power changes. In the 11th year of my bishopric, the Spirit of the Lord ministered to my spirit that this is a year of significance, a very significant year. It is the year of paradigm shifts. It is the number of transitional. It is a transitional number that signifies when power changes. When power changes hands. You will see power changing hands. And there is a power shift. And you don't have to be moved in a political office to get power. There are shifts that are taking place in the atmosphere. Thrones and dominions. There are people who occupied spiritual thrones. And God is shifting others in those positions of authority. I believe I'm one of them that is being shifted into a position of authority to speak to a region, and you'll see things shift. I believe he's given us the authority to speak to storms that's coming, that it would not hit our shores with major devastation. I'm talking about that kind of authority. That when the enemy has marked your house to destroy your sons, that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against his plans. That when the enemy wants to strip your daughter right before your eyes, that we'll be able to speak and angels will encamp around about them that fear him. And when sickness comes against your body, that we'll be able to speak it and cancel the contract of the enemy on your life. And then when this church begins to pray, hallelujah, God will see a lamp in the house and he will come to it, because he that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I dare this ministry call the name Jesus even now. Come on, change the atmosphere and call that name. Demons tremble at the sound of the name of Jesus. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And this message is like fire shut up in my body. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. The number 11 falls between the number 10 and the number 12. Is a number of divine order and injunction. An injunction. In other words, it is a number that restricts. Outside of 10, if you're outside of order, it restricts. There's an injunction on movement or cancellation of anything outside of it. But it's also between the number 12, which a number is a number of order and governance. Isaiah 9 said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Come on, Mighty God, Everlasting what? Father, Prince. And the increase of his reign or government, there will be no end. The government on his shoulder, the number 12, 12 disciples or apostles, which simply means the ushering in of the apostolic authority. Thank you, Lord. That's where we're going as a church. But the number 11 is transition, because what God is doing is he's saying you're good at 10, but you're in 11 right now. It is transitional. And a lot of times when the baton from 10 to 12 is being passed, we'll drop it because we don't understand confusion. Or when the enemy comes against us like a flood, it's transitional. And when you're shifting a paradigm shift, you got to be careful with attitudes. Thank you, Lord. We're coming out of 10. There's an injunction, but we're moving in the 12. Right now, we're in the number 11. It is crucial that we stay together as we transition from 10 to 12. Glory to God. And I believe the Holy Ghost is helping me to speak to you in this form because we're going somewhere. Yes, sir. Write it down. There are different kinds of voices. Number one, we have the voice of God, the voice of the Father, which incorporates the voice of the Father, the voice of his Son, and the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts 13, separate, the Holy Ghost said, not the Father. Acts 13. And the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I've called them to. The Father wasn't speaking. The Holy Ghost said. Thank you, Lord. And then we know that Jesus is the voice of the Father, and he submits himself to do the Father's will. Not my will, but your will be done. In Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10, and I will pour upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Here we see all three speaking. For the Father says, and I will pour upon the house of David the spirit, Holy Ghost, the spirit of grace and supplication. Then it changes. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. I said Zechariah 12 and verse 10. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. That's Jesus speaking. And then they shall mourn for him. Look at it. These are voices of distinction. I will pour upon the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the Spirit. Who is I then? Father is speaking. I will pour my Spirit upon the house of David. It is the Spirit of grace and supplication. Then it changes. Notice the M is capitalized. They will look upon me. They will look upon me. They will look upon me whom they have pierced or who they crucified. Who is me? It's Jesus now speaking. Thank you, Lord. They will look upon me whom they have pierced. Then it changes again. And they shall mourn for him. They shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Who's now speaking? The Father is speaking again. For his only begotten son. And you see three voices of distinction under one voice called the voice of God. All in that one verse. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Preacher, A Voice of Distinction, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2303-0508. That's reference number 2303-0508.
Ambassadors for Christ is conducting its annual toiletry drive. Donation bins are in the fellowship hall, so please fill the containers with travel size personal care items such as bar soap and body wash, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, and much more. If you wish to help in other ways, contact ambassadors@truthreveal.org. FACE's 25th Annual Scholarship Luncheon honoring Man of the Year, Bishop Merton Clark, and Woman of the Year, the Honorable Rhonda Babb, will be held on Saturday, March 25th from noon until 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Vieira Conference Center. Donation is $50 per person, and all proceeds go to serving young men and women by assisting with college tuition. Call 516-526-5740 for tickets and more information. If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, new members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Yo, somebody need to hear this. Come on, y'all.
Don't let it take your joy away.
Hold on, because it's almost over.
Don't let it take your joy away.
Heaven's gonna answer your call. I know you're hungry.
Hold on.
I know you're praying.
Hold on.
And you've been crying.
Hold on.
But just make it to the morning.
Take the night train,
oh God. Don't let your joy be.
Take it away.
Taking some trouble on. Been praying, but you feel like it's taking longer. You've planted your seeds, now wait for your harvest.
Believe that it's on its way.
Maybe you feel like you're lost, like a child who has wandered off. In the midst of your storm, you will find your Strength. So turn around and minister to yourself.